Will Iran's changes help the persecuted church at all? Cyclone Phalen is gone, but the wounds are far from healed in India. And $5, a foxhole in the gospel get connected on today's broadcast, too. Stay tuned for Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Death to America is the three-word chant that encapsulates Iran's fury at the United States. Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs explains.
America is held up as sort of the great Satan and the cause of all that's wrong and evil in the world, and the Iranian government wants to present themselves as the true people who are pursuing Islamic perfection in the world.
But reformist President Hassan Rouhani wants to ban the slogan. Will that change the way Iran sees the United States? Unlikely. Is it a push for religious freedom? That's even more unlikely. Nothing's expected to change for the persecuted church, which includes the advance of the gospel.
One of the ways that we're able to help is just by providing Bibles in print, providing Bibles in digital formats that can be easily distributed, easily passed along.
There are a lot of prayer needs. To get you started,
one of the things that we can pray is just that they will know the Lord's presence and that they'll know they're not forgotten.
We have more requests and links at our website. Next, what was supposed to be a happy day for a young Egyptian Christian turned into a violent nightmare. Open Doors USA reports that the newlywed couple was exiting the church with guests when two attackers drove by and opened fire. Three guests were killed, 17 others injured. Acts against Christians are on the rise in Egypt, yet people are still coming to Christ. Open Doors is providing support to the church. Pray Christians won't be intimidated into silence. This is Mission Network News. Urgent needs continue as Cyclone Phalen fades from the headlines in India. Last week, evacuations helped thousands survive the biggest storm India faced in years. Now, more than ever, Gospel for Asia's Danny Puneau says survivors need your help.
You're talking 12 million people affected and 300,000 homes gone. No one's going to be there to rebuild their homes. They're done. And so unless the body of Christ makes us an opportunity to reach out to these people and to help them, nothing will be done.
As the gospel comes to life through GFA responders, many are turning to Christ. Find the full report at our website. Help keep this story in the headlines through social media.
Use Facebook, use Twitter, share it. Let people know that they can pray and they can give and that they can actually make a difference in these people's lives.
Ask the Lord to fill you with compassion.
Until our hearts are filled with compassion, we are going to see this simply as news information, not real life.
Meanwhile, every day in Guatemala, 14-year-old girls and younger are having babies. Sexual abuse is rampant there. Poverty is the main cause of it. Kids Alive International understands the problem and is reaching out to these girls with The Oasis, their residential home for child mothers. Kids Alive's Corby Dukes describes the problem.
We're averaging 5 calls now a month to receive a 12-year-old girl, usually, who has just given birth.
Duke says they pray over them, give them counseling, teach them biblical values and God's word, and provide training so that they can care for their kids. Many turn to Christ. What do these young women receive when they join Kids Alive Safe Homes? Duke says,
The biggest thing is protection. The girls come from environments of deep, deep spiritual darkness. Satan does not want them to be redeemed. The protection, spiritual protection for the staff and physical protection.
Kids Alive is opening another home. Funding and prayer are needed. And this year, Christians are giving members of the military a gift of eternal importance. For every $5 donated, Biblica is partnering with Family Christian Stores to give an NIV Military Bible to a soldier or an NIV Finding Hope Beyond the Battle for their families. To contribute, visit our website. The campaign lasts till Christmas. Pray many will come to Christ during this campaign. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you sometimes think you've disappointed God with your best gift? Mission Network News would like to send you the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. He tells us in spite of our setbacks, failures, and disappointments, God is there ready to use us. Get your copy with your gift of any amount at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.